You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, it's clear that what the state is doing is trying to protect lives with this lockdown. So quite clearly, it can make the argument that the lockdown is a measure that's going to safeguard the right to life. And the Constitutional Court has held that the right to life is the most important of all human rights and the source of all other personal rights. And there can be no nobler exercise of state power than to ensure that people's lives are protected. But degrees of nobility are not the criteria against which the limitation of our civil rights should be measured. Rather, what is required is to test the measures taken to prevent or preserve life at the expense of other indispensable civil rights through the limitation clause in the Constitution. And a limitation analysis must yield a judgment on the proportionality of that limitation. Our Rex van Schalkwyk, chairman of the Free Market Foundation Rule of Law Board of Advisors and former judge of the Supreme Court of South Africa, has observed in a recent column that things appear completely out of proportion. Judge, welcome to the show. Great to talk to you again, as always. There is this growing consensus that the state is now overreaching with the lockdown. How do you view the situation through the lens of the rule of law?
Good evening, Michael. The position is that your introduction, of course, set out the situation very clearly. And what one has to bear in mind is that there's a limitation upon what can be done under the Disaster Management Act. The authorities, the government is able to go not at all beyond the specific requirements of what is set out in the Act and the purpose for which the so-called emergency is declared. Now, what we have here is a situation in which there is a virus, which there appears to be no cure, at least at this stage. And what one has to attempt to do, and what is legitimate in terms of the lockdown, is an attempt to ameliorate or make less harmful the effect of the virus. That is the purpose of the lockdown, and the purpose can go no further than that. Now, to me, the troubling aspect and the rule of law aspect, which seems to be violated in this case, is that what we see from government ministers and from various authorities are various reasons which are so superficial and so obviously lacking in reason that one has to wonder about the legitimacy of the purpose of the lockdown. For instance, we have the Minister of Police, who says that the sale of alcohol is prohibited for the principal reason, it seems, that the murder rate has gone down. Well, the rate of murder has absolutely nothing to do with the amelioration of the effect of the COVID-19 virus. And unless he's able to come up with a better reason, that reason doesn't fly at all. There's absolutely no basis upon which that reason can be regarded as legitimate. Mm. Likewise, we've got Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, who is now responding to an affidavit in which, in an application by various tobacco dealers, and the tobacco dealers are asking for various relief against the government, and in particular, a suspension of the prohibition against the sale of tobacco products. In her answering affidavit, the minister said only one thing of any note at all, and that was that there were no sinister reasons behind the continuation of the prohibition. Well, that plainly is not a reason. Mm. The absence of a sinister reason is not a reason. There must be a positive reason. There must be a reason that appeals to the logic of the case. And in that case, the minister has advanced no reason at all. So once again, we're confronted by the problem that there are two prohibitions for which neither minister has been able to advance a plausible reason. Now one begins to wonder, well, what is the reason? Is the reason perhaps an ulterior motive? Is there something else afoot here? And it is really a very unhealthy situation that the people should be left to speculate about what the reason might be.
And that is the unfortunate situation, as you so correctly described. We find ourselves in, absent a rational reason for the ban on the sale of tobacco products, a health reason, for example, that directly states that by stopping smoking for a couple of weeks or months, you're actually less likely to contract COVID-19 or something like that, but nothing like that has been put forward. We will speculate, and if you connect the dots, the fact is there are various shady characters in the illicit tobacco world who have known connections and affiliations to various political parties and members thereof, who were very vocal in supporting the decision to ban the tobacco product or the sale of tobacco products ahead of that U-turn that seemed to take place at cabinet level. And again, more questions as government has refused to release the minutes of the meeting around that decision, which leads to further speculation. All of this, Judge, is eroding the goodwill that we initially had. I think the country, as we entered this lockdown, in solidarity with what we're seeing all over the world, understood that what we were doing was necessary to combat a pernicious virus that we knew very little about. As the lockdown has worn on, we've seen various studies, actuarial studies by Panda and other groups. We've seen epidemiologists come out and say the lockdown has served its purpose. What now should happen for the state to regain its legitimacy over the lockdown, and where do you see this going from here?
Well, there's really only one legitimate thing that the government can do at this stage, and that is to be candid with the public, with the citizens of this country, which they haven't been until now. And one of the unfortunate effects of the lack of candor on the part of the government has been that it has led to speculation. For instance, on the issue of whether there's an ulterior motive in the banning of cigarette products and the like. There's a speculation, for instance, that there may even be an ulterior motive to undermine and possibly even in the longer term to make vulnerable, to take over the possibility of a positive takeover by a different group of people of various businesses in that are now struggling as a result of the inability to trade. Now, these speculations are really very troubling because it calls into question the legitimacy of the entire exercise. If the government wants to regain some kind of moral high ground in the situation, the first thing that it must do is tell the public candidly precisely what the reasons for the extended lockdown are, and for the restrictions that are being imposed on, for instance, the sale of alcohol and the sale of tobacco products. At least if they were able to provide a plausible reason for these things, then the public, they might conceivably be able to regain the confidence of the public. But as things stand at the moment, I'm afraid whatever goodwill there may have been at the start of this process has been whittled away, and there's very little of it left. And frankly, I begin to detect a sense of antagonism, which is not a wholesome state of affairs.
Not at all. Judge, I think you add your voice to a growing chorus, the Trevor Manuel over the weekend as well, writing in the City Press saying that he thinks we should be asking government to be a lot more considered and a lot more rational in the way decisions are taken, really supporting your view as well. Thanks so much for your time, Judge Rex van Schalkwyk, Chairman of the Free Market Foundation, Rule of Law Board of Advisors, and former Judge of the Supreme Court.